Now, we had a discussion yesterday, and it was in and around the amount of synthetic drugs that are hitting the market. And the reason we had the discussion was the 16 overdoses that had taken place in Queensland on one particular evening. There were people in nightclubs and other venues and so on who had overdosed on something called flaca, which is a synthetic type of drug which has been responsible for really serious consequences that when people have taken this particular substance, the hallucinogenic sort of outcome of it, people throw themselves in front of cars, run into walls. There has been deaths in relation to it, and it certainly got us thinking after the discussion as to how do you police it at the point when you might be police officers and you've got suspicions about someone. How do you police it? Well, do you just test it, like you test for ecstasy, or you test for amphetamines or cocaine or heroin? Do you just run it through some sort of testing device? And what about all the talk of, these pill testers that are out there that can help kids or younger people or older people, whoever they may be, figure out whether what they're about to take is what they thought they'd bought? How does that work in relation to this wave of synthetics that are hitting the illicit drug market? Let's have a chat to Tyron Edwards. He's the National Chief Scientist at SafeWork Laboratories, which is actually based here in Western Australia, and he joins us on the line. G'day, Tyron.
How are you going?
Pill testing. Now, we have heard a lot of people are advocating for pill testing, I should say. They say that it'll keep kids safe. Where does it sit, pill testing, when it comes to the synthetic varieties that are out there?
Where it is in this situation is all of the older pill testers were just for basically your ecstasy. So with the new products on the market now, they have to advance the technology for it. At this stage, no, it's not there, because a lot of the people that are selling these substances themselves don't even know exactly what's in them. So if someone comes up to you and goes, "Oh, here's an ecstasy tablet," you put it through a pill tester. "Oh, there's ecstasy in it, but it might only be 10% ecstasy. What is that other 90%? That could be that flacker that is going around."
So the worry there is that someone would feel, right, oh, well, I've done the righty there. I've even tested it there. It's come up with some ecstasy. That's what I was chasing. So I'm okay. And then the consequences can be completely different.
Exactly. It is like that example you just gave before with the 16 people. If those clubs had had the pill testers there, these guys would have put the pills in. "Oh, yeah, there's nothing to worry about there." Pop the pill because it said it was negative. "Oh, happy days." And then this is what happens. So, flacker is just one of those ones we do know about. There is apparently two compounds every week coming out for synthetic compounds, or research chemicals, as they like to call them, where they manufacture them.
Well, then the reality is we can't keep up with that. I mean, the technology can't keep up with it, can it?
It's definitely true, because we sit there and go, "Right, we've got two LCMS machines here just in Welshpool, and keeping up with the 400 odd synthetic cannabis compounds is very, very difficult, and we have the means and the ways to do it." So with someone carrying around a portable mass spec machine, then you need someone that's going to be able to use it. Who's going to pay for that? Is it going to be the festival organisers for $20,000? Probably not.
And even if it is, you can
That's
never
it.
be, you're not going to be sure anymore. It's a game. This whole synthetic drug, I'm not saying it's new, but certainly as we're hearing more and more about the deaths, and we've had situations here in Western Australia, which we know about, and there's been others in the eastern states where stuff's come in from overseas and it's had a horrendous impact on the person taking it. We're not going to be able to monitor that or to check for the safety of something.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It comes down to even young Preston Bridge a couple of years ago. Would a pill tester have helped him? No. That's the thing, because no one knew about Nbomi before young Preston.
No machine would have been geared to detect it.
No, and that's the thing, because it was a research chemical, and only anyone found out about it after months and months of forensic work.
What about for the police then? I mean, we talk about roadside drug swabbers, which might come from saliva testing and so on. What's that going to show if someone has in fact just dropped a flacker, as they're commonly known, these pills? I mean, what's it going to show?
Yeah, well, that is the worrying thing, because the roadside testing basically is only testing for recreational drugs, as we like, the amphetamines, cocaine, cannabis, and opiates. That's it. That's all they can really test for. So if someone comes up wired as, does a swab test, passes, they're put on their way.
They can be, the police can obviously say, you know, there's something not right with you, and you're not, you know, they can maybe take some sort of discretionary view that someone shouldn't be driving, but they're not going to be able to charge them.
Yeah, like a fit for work thing. Oh, you know, your eyes are bloodshot, we will have to take you off the road, but even if someone looks normal, they may not be.
Well, then let me ask you about, you say fit for work. Obviously, one of the biggest issues is workplace safety and what people might have in their system when they go, when they clock on. The companies that do drug testing out there, and a lot of that's in the mining and resource sector, are they able to keep up with this? I mean, do you know whether there's efforts to try and detect the synthetics?
Most definitely. That's what we concentrate on. That's where the bulk of our work comes from, is keeping up with these new drugs and with sophisticated machines that we do take months and months, and we do have intel from Europe and China about these things that are coming in, and try and educate our clients. Right, you're not just looking at the old school cocaine, cannabis. These are the new school drugs, which in an area it used to be called drugs of abuse testing. Mm. Now it is called fit for work assessment. And that does include everything like that, because sometimes you're not just affected when you're on drugs, it's the aftermath. Say, for example, someone taking speed Friday, Saturday night, on Monday morning, they might not be affected by the actual speed, but the guy hasn't slept all weekend.
Mm. We've got, obviously, you just put your finger on it when you said there's just so many varieties that it comes in terms of the compounds and the chemical makeup of a particular synthetic. And so, you know, here in WA, and it's been done elsewhere, that the laws were changed so that we didn't have to sort of determine every time what was in the pill. We sort of put it back on the person caught supplying it to onus of proof type stuff. That's fine, but it doesn't at all help in this whole issue around the safety of people who choose to use illicit drugs or synthetic drugs. It's not going to help that at all. We are flying blind with hundreds of varieties of synthetics coming into the country.
Correct, and especially when they're calling them different substances. Well, you know, there's so many names being thrown around: synthetic compounds, stimulants, designer synthetics, designer stimulants,
legal highs.
Yeah, and it's even like a while ago. There was one called DMAA. Now, this was in a lot of your bodybuilding supplements. And basically, it had the same effect as a dexamphetamine or a Duramine, which is a weight loss pill.
Mm.
Now, this one has been banned because people were, you know, taking that, working out, then popping three or four Red Bulls, and their hearts were nearly exploding. So that wasn't exactly a synthetic compound, but it did have a detrimental effect on people in the workplace.
I said yesterday that there's no shortage of the operators out of places like China that are operating these research chemical laboratories, and I argue that maybe, you know, the Chinese government, they do have a way to control things when they really want to, and they maybe could do more to clamp down on them. But is this just the new world order, is it? We're just going to have to accept that from time to time we're going to hear about people dying from a drug they didn't even know what was in it.
Yeah, and that's it. A lot of this did span from young Preston Bridge with his father, Rod, going over there with 60 Minutes and doing this program. A lot of embargoes got put in place there, and that's what we need more of.
Well, it's frightening. I mean, he got off his bum and decided to go and see for himself just what the source of this was, and when he found it, it's extraordinary. I mean, they literally are sites that will promote themselves on websites as being, you know, good quality research chemicals that they can send to your door through the mail.
Yep. They send them by FedEx or anything like that, because customs can't pick them up because they don't know what it is. And that's the really scary bit. And the other thing is, it's not, oh, take 1 gram and you'll get a high for 10 minutes. Nobody knows the concentrations of these things.
Mm.
No, there's no instruction list on the back of it. That's the worst thing about it. And that's where it is scary. And, you know, I've had a lot to deal with Rod and the side effect program.
Yep.
And this is where Safe Work and Side Effect are trying to bring this to light, that, you know, exactly that saying, one pill can kill, because you do not know what you're getting.
So that's the new message, really. It's not about, you know, necessarily say no to drugs, but it's about saying you've just got no idea what's in that tablet or in that synthetic cannabinoid in the form that it comes, and so you're better off chucking it in the bin.
Yeah, and that's it. You know, even the dealers that are giving it to you, they don't have a clue what they've been given. They don't have their instruction list. It's not like the back of a Nurofen bottle where you can see volume per weight of child. Nobody knows what's in them, and that is the scary bit. I've got two young girls.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what scares the hell out of me. When I was younger, you know, you were only brought up with marijuana and alcohol, but now it's a whole new ball game.
All right, and it's a real challenge as well for authorities, and I'm glad that you're involved in trying to take on the challenge as well, Tyron, but it's a difficult
one. Most definitely.
All right, mate, thanks very much for joining us.
Not a problem. You have a good day.
That's Tyron Edwards there, National Chief Scientist at Safe Work Laboratories. Jenny did refer to Rod Bridge and his son Preston, who died from a synthetic overdose. It made him do things that led to his death. And I think Rod's working on a few other things at the moment, so we'll keep in touch with him. 9221182. That's an interesting point, isn't it? That pill testing, you think, well, okay, I'll just check that. Oh, yeah, look, it came up as ecstasy. That's great. But you don't know what the rest of it is. You've got no idea. And that could be the stuff that kills you.